Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, folks. Kyle Warren here. You're listening to an encore presentation of the program this morning right here on this great radio station.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
According to Rasmussen, 79% of likely U.S. voters say it's at least somewhat important for schools to teach traditional values of Western civilization. 79%. And we're gonna work on that extra 21%, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to the program this morning. 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone number if you'd like to call in and join in with the program. We're broadcasting live on this Wednesday morning all across America from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California. And, of course, we're going out to all of our great radio affiliates out there, like AM 920 Atlanta, Georgia, AM 920 The Answer, 710 KNUS in Denver, the mighty 710 KNUS in Denver. And, of course, we're up on the GCN satellite, GCN network, of course. Welcome to everybody, or good morning to everybody at GCN. And if you're streaming the show, we're glad you found us as well. If you're working overnight in the AM, we're also very happy to be part of your morning this morning. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number. And if you'd like to call in and talk with our special guest here, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience, I'm sure she would appreciate that very much, as would I. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, it's almost hard to know where to begin, but what's catching your eye here with what's happening in Israel? They look like they're preparing for the ground assault here in the near term.
Well, the carrier battle group Ford is on station. The Eisenhower apparently is joining it. They say that was for a routine schedule anyway. Yeah, sure. But having said that, I think what is beginning to happen here, that the reason that we sent these carrier battle groups there is because we have intelligence. Finally, somebody is looking at it and taking some action. But apparently there is, in fact, some intelligence that is saying we have to be prepared for what Hezbollah is possibly going to do. Now, there have been some rockets that have left on the northern flank of Israel and hit Israel, Hezbollah. There is also mortar coming from Syria. So I think what has happened here, and I can't prove it, but if you kind of look at these facts, I think what is beginning to happen here is that the State Department, Department of Defense, has gone to our European partners and said, all right, here's what we're going to do. We have issues continuing to send over all these blank checks to Ukraine. So you guys are going to have to step up your game. You guys are going to have to deal with Ukraine, and we're going to have to deal with the Middle East. And so while Israel deals with, I would say, not only Hamas, but the Palestinians, because that is the functioning government of Hamas, and we have to preserve all things the Abraham Accords, we're going to deal with the Middle East, and we're telling you that Europe, you go deal with Ukraine. I think, too, that some of these European leaders are saying we can't afford it. Well, I think at some point as we come into winter, they're going to find out they can't afford not to do it, because Europe depends on oil coming from Ukraine. So, now, the other thing I can't prove, but I went to bed last night thinking this, and it's the most underreported story out there, and even your conservative media is, in my opinion, getting it wrong, is it was, I don't know, 6 weeks ago or so now, that the leaders of Hamas met in Moscow at the invitation of Putin. Now, I think what is happening here is that nobody wants, it's not fashionable to support Ukraine anymore. And so I think that Moscow has figured that out. And so they're saying, okay, well, what we're going to do here is we're going to help escalate the financial demise of the West, especially the United States. And I, something tells me that they were behind some of this coordination with the attacks on Israel.
Very interesting. Very interesting indeed.
I can't prove it, but, you know, if you just consider the fact that the leadership of Hamas was in Moscow, something tells me that, again, you know, we hate to say Russia, 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 but, you know, their fingerprints are all over this. And Putin continues to say that he will work with, and China's done the same thing, we will work with the leaders in the Middle East to come to some kind of an accommodation. Now, this is going into the attack on Israel and during the attack on Israel, that they will be the moderators.
When we first...
Well, certainly there's the unholy alliance that's going on between China, Russia, Iran, right, and North Korea. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, this they have these shared goals, as it were. And you're talking about wanting to, you know, break the West in terms of its finances. That's really significant.
Well, the other thing, too, is that Russia has ingratiated itself with Egypt. And Egypt, it doesn't want to take these refugees.
Oh, right, right. Well, tell you what, Denise, we're rolling out here. So we're going to be on the other side of this short break. When we come back, everybody, 1-877-969-8600. If you'd like to call up and talk with Denise, we'll be right back.
This is an encore for Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is an encore presentation.
That's the Watermelon Slim. Thank you so much, Linda, in Pinellas County. And thanks to our producer, Joe, for queuing that up so quickly. And we could hear it coming back from the break here. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race across your radio dial here in the overnight hours across America. And, of course, don't forget, the call-in number is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. We're going to get right back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com here in just a few moments. And as promised, Linda in Pinellas County, we'll use that as well for one of our trucker reports tomorrow morning. And we'll hear some more of that. That sounded really great, by the way. By the way, again, Geico. .com is bringing you this portion of the program. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O. You want to check them out at geico.com. You want to take their cost comparison test today. And all you do is you go over there, geico.com, put in the vehicle that you own, and you compare it to the same coverage that you have right now. If you've got toys, you've got motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, all kinds of stuff, you can put that in and bundle it together. And also, if you start bundling in your home or your condo, your property, put all that together and see what Geico can do for you. We're sure that they'll be able to save you, hopefully, a ton of money just by going over there and taking the cost comparison today. And Geico.com is the website. All right, back to Denise Simon. Well, Denise Simon, that was a pretty cool bumper track that brought us back in, don't you think?
Yeah, cool.
Very cool. Very cool indeed. Well, you were talking right before we had to go out to the break there, but basically, what do you think? I mean, obviously, we've heard now, and this may have changed since earlier, but Jake Sullivan had confirmed that at least 20 Americans were unaccounted for in Israel. What leverage at all do we have left to try to get them back?
We have Green Berets, and we have Navy SEALs that are on station in Israel to assist with any kind of rescue operations. So that is, in fact, going on as we speak, and rightfully so. So this is going to be, it's going to look a lot like Ramadi or Fallujah, going literally door to door. And that's where the scary part of all of this is.
It really is, because the word protracted doesn't begin to describe it. And certainly as this wears on, and it will wear on, many in the media, and certainly there'll be the Arab world, I'm sure, but also, of course, many other sympathizers to Hamas, generally speaking, will start to point the finger at Israel to say, look how terrible and brutal Israel is being.
The responsibility here really comes down, I would say, to all of this, to the United Nations. And, of course, we have an awful lot of reasons to hate the United Nations, and rightfully so. The other country is Turkey and Qatar. They both have responsibilities in all of this. But, you know, they're not going to own up to any of it, sadly, but that's the truth. But, you know, we are where we are. It seems that we can't get beyond having ridiculous relationships with rogue countries and countries that harbor terrorists. We can't seem to know the right formula in dealing with them. Bashar al-Assad himself is a war criminal. And by the way, Syria is still being bombed today. I invite any of you to go over and take a look at the White Helmet's Twitter feed, and you will see that innocent people are literally being bombed in Syria. And the United States did nothing to deal with that. Mm-hmm. It's really quite remarkable just how we seem to always get it wrong. And this, by the way, is not all on Biden. Because this really all began under Obama.
Indeed. We've got James in Clearwater. He has a question for you this morning, Denise. Would you like to go ahead and take a call?
Sure.
Sounds great. James in Clearwater, good morning again.
Good morning. Morning, Denise.
Hi.
Hamas has miles of tunnels under both Gaza and going into Egypt and into Israel as well. And on the Israel side, they can use a ground-penetrating radar.
Yes.
And nobody really has to know the limits of that right now. Is there something they can do in an urban structure? Because otherwise, they'll go clear a building. The people on the street are going to know when these ground forces are coming in. But what's coming into another building, Israelis will come clear that building and stick them right back in the first one again. Is there a way to... do we have another technology that can detect where those things are in an urban center?
You know, your question is one that's been bugging me for the last 2 days. So I think you and I are kind of somewhat tracking here on the same thing. It's really kind of remarkable to me that before we necessarily started, we're on the side of Israel. Before the bombing started in Gaza, I think I would have looked at something called LIDAR and a couple other technologies, geospatial, to see what really we can determine is underground in Gaza or underground right at the border fence between Gaza and Israel, to see what is there. But I would also say that we can see what's there. Then you got to make a decision what to do, because it very well could be where the hostages are being kept. But I appreciate your question, because it's a burr under my saddle right now. The other piece is on Egypt was responsible too for dealing with the tunnels in Gaza. And Egypt was doing, up until a certain point, a pretty good job of discovering these tunnels and then either blowing them up or filling them with cement or whatever it is that they did. But somehow in the last year or so, Egypt quit doing that. Now, why was that? Is that because Moscow told them not to? I mean, was this planned a long time ago? There's something that we're really missing here, but I appreciate your question, because it's the same one I have. And I've been poking around. I mean, you can put a lot of interesting technology on drones and fly those drones over Gaza and see what's happening there. Geospatial, we should be sharing with Israel. If we haven't, we should be. I think we are. But John Ratcliffe said something very interesting the other day, and the reason they keep saying this is an intelligence failure. Well, John Ratcliffe came out and said it's really not an intelligence failure. It's just that it wasn't a priority for the United States and a forced non-priority for Israel, because we want to concentrate on all things climate change. So they were taking any kind of threat assessments and any kind of intelligence and ranking it as not terribly important and putting it further down on the list.
Wow.
And I think there's some truth to that.
Wow.
And just a quick point of information. Somebody seemed to be occasionally touching the keypad there. Could you hear a beep in coming over the area now and then?
Oh, well, I'm not on the keypad, but I was about an hour ago, but thank you.
Well, yeah, James in Clearwater, we appreciate your call so much, and
thank you,
look forward to talking with you again real soon. Yes, very much. I wholeheartedly agree, Denise, and I think you had a great question, and I know everybody appreciates your answer. We're going to head down to the bottom of the hour right now, but when we return, we're going to have more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Check her out on the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We're going to talk more about Israel, and also we've got a little bit of politics, domestic politics, to ask Denise about as well. So don't go anywhere, folks. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number to call in. If you'd like to join in, Kyle Warren with you.
You're listening to an Encore presentation. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Hamas is encouraging residents in northern Gaza to disregard Israeli instructions to evacuate the area. With over 300,000 Israeli troops near the border, there's a growing speculation of an impending ground assault. Small Israeli ground units have already entered Gaza, and a journalist from Reuters lost their life today during rocket fire on the Lebanon-Israel border. A Fox News poll released on Wednesday found former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden tied in a head-to-head contest, with Biden at 49% and Trump at 48%. Amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, the U.S. is actively addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. President Biden, speaking in Philadelphia, lashed out at Hamas.
These guys make Al-Qaeda look pure. They're pure evil.
He stated that his administration is collaborating with Arab nations to increase aid to Gaza. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is an Encore presentation.
Oh, yeah, little KC and the Sunshine Band, baby, baby, all right. That, of course, KC and the Sunshine Band. I actually saw KC and the Sunshine Band, and it was just a few years ago. I saw them. It was a special event, and it's in Las Vegas, as a matter of fact. And so welcome back, everybody, from Las Vegas, listening on 101.5 KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. And got a lot of great Vegas stories, so as we go through the time here and on the show, I'm sure I'll probably tell you all of them at some point. But at any rate, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number if you want to call in and opine here on the program. We're going to get right back here in just a moment to Denise Simon, of course. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and also, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And before we do that, we want to let you know that Concerned Veterans for America is bringing you this part of the program. Check out their website at cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4, the letter A, .org. So Concerned Veterans for America. In fact, on tomorrow's program, on the Thursday edition, we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. He's going to be telling us all about the great things that they do for our vets and also how they also work to influence policy. And especially that's going to be incredibly important given the world events that we're seeing right now. So check them out. Find out what they can do for our vets and what they can do for you if you are a vet, as a matter of fact. So again, cv4a.org. All right, back to Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
You know, before we get to some of the domestic politics here, earlier in hour number one, I had an audio clip from the Anti-Defamation League president, Jonathan Greenblatt. I'll just quickly summarize it. He was talking about where are those who would call out any other thing that would ever happen, any incident or big issue, social issue in the United States, but they're, he's talking about like specifically the university representatives and so forth. They seem to be pretty silent on this so far. And of course, we all heard the story about at Harvard and Hamas and all this stuff. It's just really something, isn't it?
No, as I mentioned on the show yesterday or day before, there it's a circular file here of trafficking money between the Palestinians and these terror factions to the lobby operations here, whether it be the United States or Western countries. I'll remind everybody of the movement called BDS. BDS is Boycott, Divest, and Sanction. And it is a movement to end international support for Israel's oppression of Palestinians and to apply pressure on Israel. The BDS movement is a global thing. And if you look very carefully, BDS got a lot of money, and they started putting the movement out there at all universities. And it caught on, rightly so. Because what do? You follow the money.
Right.
So that is the backbone of all of the anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian movement.
Well, you know, in terms of some of our, lack of a better expression, local politics or, you know, domestic politics, we've got a couple of things happening for the U.S. Senate. Number one, it looks like, of course, I think Carrie Lake is going to be launching her bid for Senate in Arizona. So we'll see how that goes. But also we've got baseball great former L.A. Dodger and San Diego Padres All-Star Steve Garvey is now throwing his hat in the ring, evidently, I believe as a Republican, to go after the seat, of course, that where Dianne Feinstein had passed away.
The other thing, too, is there are some members on the House side, the Democrat side, that are in trouble. And there are some interesting people that are actually running for House seats across the country. And I think those are very important because we have to have a larger number. Remember, we were supposed to have this red wave. And we have to have more than a four-seat majority in the House. So there's some interesting races that are happening out there on the House side, and very happy with that.
Well, and certainly as we move into 2024, coattails are going to be incredibly important. The Republicans need a much bigger majority, to say the least, you know, moving in to the election. And if they're going to be successful at all, they have to get the White House, the Senate, and the House, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's absolutely true.
That's the plan.
It's going to come down to money. It's going to come down to leadership. And I think today, coming out of the caucus, because they were meeting last night furiously on who they're going to put up as the next speaker, because I think the vote is today. Today, Wednesday?
Right.
Yeah. So it's really down to Jordan and Scalise. So we'll necessarily see who. At this point, I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I was going to ask when you said that. Yeah, do you think, you know, either one of those two gentlemen would likely be a very good speaker?
Well, let me say what I don't think it matters is that you put Jordan in there, and I don't think anything's going to really change in the, you know, next 6 months to a year, even if it is either of those two from where we were with McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. I mean, yeah, so the more things change, the more they stay the same. But one thing is really stark right now, and that is we can't just not have a Speaker of the House because a world events can take a turn literally in a New York minute. There's just no doubt about that.
They did.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the poster child for that at this point. We do have Eric outside of Jacksonville holding on the line. Would you like to take another quick call?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Eric, you're on the line with Denise. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, ma'am. Good morning, Carl. Thanks for taking my call again. Hey, real quick, I'm just trying to be succinct here. So you got DNI. Is that Jonathan Ratcliffe? Is he current at DNI? So he comes out and says that there's He missed it. We missed it. They missed it. We missed this intel. I'm calling Bravos here on that. With the amount of geospatial, you'd mentioned technology, with the amount of acoustic technology, seismic technology, everything known to man, developed just in the last 10 years, let alone 20 years. I'm calling, somebody allowed this to happen, in my opinion. Number two, you got, what's his name, Greenblatt from Anti-Defamation League. That cat, in my opinion, talks out of both sides of his mouth, because this is the same character that infers that President Trump's supporters are national socialists, Nazis, fascists, this, that, and the other. He's basically identical to what Hamas has done and, Hezbollah and all that other stuff going on, Islamic fundamentalism. That's number one. And then the last thing, you're talking about BDS, about divesting in Israel. That comes out of the Obama administration era. That was big and heavy in 2010 with, if I'm not mistaken, Susan Power, Cass Sunstein's wife, who was like some sort of special envoy to the Middle East and Israel and all the leftists. Samantha Power, yes ma'am, there you go. Samantha Power, and it began with an S. But here's the situation. We are witnessing Obama foreign policy taking shape, in my opinion. And I would not be surprised, and this is just me, it's my two cents, I would not be surprised if NATO rounds are being hurled at IDF from Hamas based on what was left downrange in Afghanistan. I would not be surprised if there's green tips and orange tracers going downrange right now. I'm getting fired up because, I think Herzliya, the counterterrorism element in Herzliya, the Institute on Counterterrorism in Israel, somebody blew this or allowed it to be blown because those cats, IDF has it wrapped up from top to bottom.
And we appreciate it very much, Eric. I want to give Denise a chance to respond before we head out to the break. So.
I'm not going to dispute anything that Eric said. They know perfectly well what these small arms, where they came from. But nobody's asked that question, when it came to Hamas. The interesting thing here is that we have really dominion over everything that Israel does. And that's why, you know, when it comes to the Israeli elite, they keep thanking the United States. They have to do that because we pay for virtually half of their defense.
Indeed. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
All right, good morning.
Good morning, Denise, and thank you, Eric, in Jacksonville. Appreciate the telephone call very much. Folks, we'll be right back on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Third Watch.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an encore presentation.
One 877-969-8600. That's the number you can call in if you'd like to be part of the program this morning and ask a question or make a comment for our upcoming guest here, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. He'll be with us here in just a couple of moments. First, I want to let you know that MyPillow is bringing you this portion of the program. That's right, the good folks at MyPillow, they've got the MyPillow 2.0 and all these other great products, including the Giza sheets, the slippers, and on it goes. Check them out at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And also, if you'd like to talk to a real person, they have those there. And you can call them up at 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And folks, we've got him, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, the one and only. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning, and again, another day going on in Israel, and we just don't know where all this is going to wind up. But in your estimation, again, how does this affect world markets overall? Is it baked in that this will be protracted, or is it something that they're watching day by day, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be protracted, but, you know, the situations like this are completely fluid. So, you know, everybody's watching what's going to happen on a daily basis. Your more information, you know, continues to come out in regard to the atrocities. And, I listen every day. I've got my, Bible in a Year podcast that I like to listen to every single year, a day with Ascension. And you go through the Old Testament, and you see the type of atrocities that happened in the Old Testament. And this is very similar to what we're seeing right now.
It really is. I'm glad that you brought that up, because this has been happening to the Jewish people since time immemorial. And it's just, it's what we think is unthinkable, what we think is literally ancient history, just isn't. It just isn't.
No, and you know, I, again, you like, you start thinking to yourself, what would, you know, the type of people that would commit something, atrocities, you know, like this. And again, you know, it happens again. You know, different places around the globe. It's, you know, not just the Holocaust, but you know, the way, you know, the Chinese were treated in World War II, our, you know, in the Pacific, our troops were treated, and you see that type of violence. And it's hard to, it really is hard to comprehend and get your arms around, you know, the way, you know, humanity can, you know, human beings can treat other human beings. And again, I don't think this is anywhere close to being over. I would probably suspect that most of Gaza is going to end up being leveled when all is said and done here.
Yeah, and I think that you're absolutely right about that, and most unfortunately, of course, but this is, what response, you know, can you, what other response can you have ultimately to the beheading of babies, and I hate to even say it, on the air. I mean, it's that grisly. You know, Chris, there's also, of course, we've got some other economic things happening, and you're the watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, that's the website as well. We understand the CEO, former Walmart U.S. CEO Bill Simon, is now saying that consumers are going to start to buckle for the first time in about 10 years because of all these things that we're seeing, inflation and so on.
Well, I think that they are already. I don't think that this is, you know, this has slowly but surely been happening here. I mean, people are, you know, making changes in regards to the, you know, the money they spend, how they go about spending it. You know, you've already heard that from big box retailers. You've heard it from Amazon, the choices that people are making simply because of, you know, inflation and the adjustments that need to be made. Yeah, it's hitting people. And, again, I think it's going to continue. The curiosity right now with, people is what's going to happen over the Christmas season. And, you know, right now we're already seeing retailers, they're not hiring, at the extent that they normally would. You know, maybe that might be due to a change to moving more, sales online. I don't know. But I also think that they're preparing that it's not going to be as strong of a holiday season.
Well, you're right, because as you talked about, there is, I think, a pullback going on. You know, I'm seeing, at least in my area, I just saw, you know, hundreds of thousands of square feet get leveled so they can build apartment homes. This is right next to a movieplex and things like that. So, and these other stores that were eliminated were these big square footage stores, like an Office Depot type store, big furniture store, you know, this kind of thing. So there's definitely some changes in the offing for retail altogether.
Oh, without a doubt, and that needs to happen, quite frankly, it needs to happen much faster. You know, I think that you're going to see, you know, many of these massive malls that, you know, were born out of the, you know, we're talking 1980s, where many of these things were born out of, go by the wayside. I mean, your top level shopping centers, the A-type properties with high end, they're going to continue to stick around, but it's the, you know, the B and C type properties that have to be changed over, that have to be, demolished or reused and, you know, the rethinking in regards to how they're going about being used, that's, you know, just, again, it's a natural ebb and flow. When it comes to real estate, again, we talk about it when it comes to New York, where it's not as easy because you've got buildings the size of an entire city block. And what do you do with that building that was built back in the 1950s or 60s that, you know, they don't no longer need the office space? You can't turn it into residential. You need to have windows. You need to have certain things that when it comes to apartments, you're going to have to level these places and you know, sooner rather than later. And it needs to happen, you know, much, much faster because, you got to get people to be living in these areas. You got to get the foot traffic back or you're going to continue on this debt spiral for any other type of, ground level, commercial space, retail space, because you don't have the walking traffic.
Well, indeed. You know, Mrs. Professor and I were out the other night. We went to one of the malls here in our area. We hadn't been gone there for quite some time, but we went there to have something to eat. But they've got these big anchors like Nordstrom's or Macy's and things like that. But they're all gone now. And one of the other consequences of that is that a lot of the stores in the malls, they're stores that you really don't recognize. They're not they're ceasing to be the national chains and so forth. They're more independent, and that's because a lot of these other big chains, they have clauses that get them out of their lease if the anchor leaves, for example.
Well, not only that, I mean, you can't charge as much at a mall. You have to change what you're charging when it comes to a lease, because you base it based upon foot traffic and having those anchor tenants. So anybody who's renting there is paying a hell of a lot less right now than they used to when the anchors are there. I mean, that's was kind of the business model behind a lot of these malls, is that you have these massive anchors that are there, and then you could, you know, tell smaller retailers that, hey, we've got these anchor tenants and they're bringing people in, which is going to drive foot traffic in front of your store. That's no longer the case. And, you know, quite frankly, the mall that you probably went to is not going to be around much longer. It's not going to be able to survive.
No, in fact, I constantly see in the publications and so forth, here's the latest artist conception of what it will look like. And it's not about stores. It's a lot more these days they'll try to create some kind of destination. You'll go do something when you go there, not necessarily walk around with a lot of bags of stuff that you just bought.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's again, the whole entire everything's changed. It has to be a complete rethinking of the retail model. I mean, I've even, you know, talked about it, you know, with some people in the retail industry in regards to, you know, making your footprint a lot smaller, possibly having, you know, just one size of everything there so you can try something on, and then having it, you know, delivered to your house that very day so you don't have to carry as much retail space and have to have all of these sizes that are there. So it's, you know, they're going to have to rethink retail, and it's taking place right now.
Well, you're right. I saw something the other day that Macy's is actually doing something like that. They're going more into, for lack of a better term, strip malls, and trying to establish, say, like smaller versions of Macy's, because they can't be the big, you know, 50,000 square foot store anymore.
Yeah, you just can't survive. You can't that way. So again, it's a complete rethink, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, you have to change at the times. I mean, I talk about it all the time. You got to deal with the terrain as a business owner.
Indeed. All right, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on WallStreet.com, and you're on AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern on Saturdays, 5 p.m. on Sundays on both stations there. Thanks for joining us, and of course, we'll talk to you again tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, take care. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Check him out, Wall Street, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, and folks, we'll be right back after this, after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.